أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. قل ادعوا الله أو ادعوا الرحمن أيما تدعوا فله الأسماء الحسنى ولا تجهر بصلاتك ولا تخافت بها وابتغ بين ذلك سبيلا. In the previous ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of the Quran, that Allah had revealed it in truth. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of its descent with the truth, and in truth, Allah spoke of how He divided this Qur'an and did not send the Qur'an down as one complete book, but He had separated it and divided it over a period of time so that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam could gradually recite it and teach it to the believers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then spoke of those who were given knowledge of prophethood, knowledge of the Qur'an, knowledge of Allah previously in their divine scriptures. When they would hear the Qur'an, how they would react and how they would fall down in prostration, acknowledging the truth which the Qur'an speaks of. In the closing ayat of Surah Bani Israel, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes reference to two incidents. The first was that Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he would make dua, in his dua he would sometimes say, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah. And sometimes he would use, in the very same dua, he would use another attribute of Allah, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahman. As we would do when we make dua, we try and use as many different attributes of Allah Azza wa Jal. So the mushrikeen, they heard him making this type of a dua and using different attributes for Allah. So they said, look at this man. He prevents us and he stops us from having multiple deities and multiple gods, because they had multiple idols and they had names for them. So they had Lat and they had Uzza and they had other idols that were given these names. Here he is calling out to different gods. He is calling out to a god by the name of Allah, and then he is calling out to a god by the name of Rahman, and then he is calling out to a god by the name of maybe Salam. So then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in response to this comment of theirs, He revealed these ayat. Allah says, قُلِ ادْعُ اللَّهَ أَوْ ادْعُ الرَّحْمَنَ. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell them that call him by the name Allah, or call him by the name Ar-Rahman, أَيَّمَّا تَدْعُو, whichever way you will call unto him, فَلَهُ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى, to him belongs the best and the most beautiful of names. Not only one or two names. Not only is he called by the name of Allah and the attribute of Ar-Rahman, but he has many more names. And we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has up to 99 names. And some have enumerated the names of Allah azza wa jal to be more than 100 attributes and names of Allah azza wa jal. Al-asma al-husna, the best names and attributes belong to Allah Azza wa Jal. So that was the first incident and the reason that prompted the revelation of that part of the ayah. Then, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in his salah, he would raise his voice in salah and read his salah with a raised voice, a very audible voice. And the mushrikeen, when they would walk past and they would hear the Rasul of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reciting ayat of the Quran, they would poke fun at these verses of the Quran. They would poke fun and they would mock and they would ridicule the Quran, Jibreel alayhi salam, and even to a point where they would start making unsavory comments about Allah azza wa jal himself. So Allah tells the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَلَا تَجْهَرْ بِصَلَاتِكَ, do not be too loud in your salah. وَلَا تُخَافِتْ بِهَا, and do not be too soft in your salah as well. Neither too loud, nor too soft. وَابْتَغِي بَيْنَ ذَلِكَ سَبِيلًا. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, adopt a path, adopt a way between that. So you should not scream too loud that it becomes unbearable and intolerable for those listening. And it should not be too soft where those in the congregation cannot even hear. But it must be a middle path between the two. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He concludes this surah of the Qur'an in the same way He had started it. This surah of the Qur'an, surah Bani Israel of the 15th juz, started with the word Subhanalladhi Asra. It started off with words of praise and glorification for Allah Azza wa Jal, and that's how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ends it as well. Waqul, and O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, say, Alhamdulillah, all praises belong to Allah. Alladhi lam yattakhidh walada, the one who did not take unto himself any son. Walam yakun lahu sharikun fil mulk, he neither takes a son, nor does he have a partner in his kingdom. وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ وَلِيٌّ مِنَ الذُّلِّ, and nor does he need a protector to provide protection for him out of any weakness. وَكَبِّرْهُ تَكْبِيرًا, and proclaim the greatness of Allah, an open proclamation. This ayah is a very powerful ayah. There are three things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions here. First, Allah says He has not taken unto Himself waladan, a child. This is to refute the ideology and the belief of both the Christians and the Jews, because the Christians believe that Isa was the son of God, and the Jews believe that Uzair was the son of God. So in that part of the ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dismisses this ideology of theirs. وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ شَرِيكٌ فِي الْمُلْكِ, the second part of the ayah, Allah says, and He has no partner whatsoever in His kingdom. That is to refute and dismiss the belief of the mushrikeen, who claim that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have partners. And the third part of this ayah, وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ وَلِيٌّ مِنَ الذُّلِ, the Magians, and you find the Sabians, those who worship the stars and those who worshiped fire. They believed that you need to enjoy close proximity to Allah Azza wa Jal, because by your closeness does Allah gain strength. And the further you are away from Allah, the weaker, na'udhu billah, what they would say, the weaker Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes. So to dismiss and to rebut this ideology, Allah says, وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ وَلِيٌّ مِنَ الذُّلِّ, and He is in no need of a wali. He is in no need of any protector or guardian because of any weakness that he has. وَكَبِّرْهُ تَكْبِيرًا, and the last part of this ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, always proclaim the greatness of your Rabb, an open proclamation. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has referred to this ayah as ayatul izzah. It's a powerful ayah. It's known as ayatul izzah, the ayah of honor, the ayah of power, the ayah of might. That Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam advised certain of his companions who were going through difficulties in their lives and who were experiencing hardships in the form of financial hardship, in the form of physical ailments that they were suffering from. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam advised them to consistently recite this ayah of the Qur'an. قُلِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ الَّذِي لَمْ يَتَّخِذْ وَلَدًا وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ شَرِيكٌ فِي الْمُلْكِ وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ وَلِيٌّ مِنَ الذُّلِّ وَكَبِّرْهُ تَكْبِيرًا. That is the last ayah of Surah Bani Israel. May Allah grant us the understanding.